Case number 10994, Dewey W. and Patricia A. Booth, southeast of Route 13A, Bi-State Boulevard, approximately 792 feet northeast of Road 454A, Allen's Mill Road. Tax map ID, District 532, map 13.00, parcel 9.02. A special use exception to retain a multi-sectional manufactured home that is more than 5 years old.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Patricia Booth, 3477
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Can you please state your... Will you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this special use exception, please?
What you say?
Can you explain to the board your request for this evening?
Yeah, we give my son an acre of land. Mm-hmm. He's been living there since 2001 in this house that's on there. He's trying to get a marriage to keep the house there.
Okay. This is a double wide trailer?
Yeah.
And he's been there since what, 2001?
Been there since 2001, sir.
Okay.
Did you get a permit to do that?
Sir?
Yes.
You got a permit to put that on there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything was right down the middle.
Why is it here?
There's another manufactured home on the property, correct, or a dwelling? Give us another.
No, not on this, not on the acre.
What's on the site? You're subdividing, correct?
Yeah.
You're subdividing an acre off?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's they're requesting because the mobile home was is older than 5 years. They did take a permit out for it back in 2000 and received a certificate of compliance in 2001.
Was it on a hardship?
No. The original
farm help.
We had two dwellings on one parcel.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I was going to say that looks like there's two parcels
back
on that
in 2000.
You know. And I noticed here that Mr. Lank wavered your was there some reason why he wavered your fee?
You mean for here?
Yes. Yes, sir.
There must have been a reason. So I think that'd be interesting.
What was the reason? I don't know. They just told us that if we came over here without a lawyer.
Because you got two dwellings on the same parcel. And it says here, a special use exception to retain a multi-sectional manufactured home that is more than 5 years old. But then we look and see that you have another home on there in the same parcel.
Was there a certificate of occupancy for the permit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was issued 2001.
Would that be the reason why the fee was waived because the CO had been issued back in 2001?
Yeah, we have no record.
That would be the answer to our question then.
Yeah, there's a documentation we need here.
Yeah, but we don't. But if it's already been done that way, then if the county had already,
That would be his reason, yes.
That'd be his reason for him waiving the fee.
Right.
That being of Mr. Lang, right? Wouldn't you say?
I don't know, Mr. Lang, what his decision was on this.
How
old is the other dwelling on that property that's being subdivided? How long has it been there?
1979.
Is it a stick-built house or
no? No, it's a modular.
Modular.
And at that time, they didn't have no record of them.
Did you receive a permit at that time?
Yes, sir.
So there is a CO for both structures.
If the original home has been there since before the 1983, it's not going to show on the computer that there was a permit issued. And I don't have a copy of the property record card.
Sir, do you have any pictures of the mobile?
No, we didn't bring any.
Is the other house livable?
You got pictures of you bring pictures.
At first, it was a single trailer. They brought it up there on hard times. Well, it burnt down. And then he got the new trailer in 201. That might be where the mix-up is. I don't know.
Okay, that's...
Is the original home livable?
But we still had a permit to put it in there, though.
Okay.
Right. So. Is there anybody living in the home out front?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where you live,
That's
correct?
Where I live at.
We've been there for almost 40 years.
Okay, so you folks lived there, and then there was a second... there was a mobile home put on there for a hardship?
Yes.
And what was...
That was a trailer, though.
And what was the hardship?
He helped me do a little farming around.
Uh-huh. Okay. Right. So it wasn't hardship, it was on farm?
Yeah.
I see.
Okay.
Do you still farm?
No, sir. I'll be 80 years old pretty soon, so I don't think I want to farm no more. About everything he's got's tied up there, his house, everything, you know. And it's a room, it's got plenty of room there, the acre has. And my daughter lives in front of him, so.
You don't farm this ground anymore, right?
No.
And your son doesn't?
No.
No one does?
No.
You just have two houses on one property, is that correct? Two mobile homes
well,
on one property.
Well, I don't have it on there now, because that's been some, he's got a deed to the acre. Out of it ain't in my name.
Does he access his property on Hillbilly Lane?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's two separate parcels then. He owns one and you own one, right?
We give him an acre about 6 months ago, and then they subdivided it off.
Okay.
And he's got the deed to it.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know about the rest of the board, but I don't know. I don't have enough information here to. I'm getting scenarios and not facts. I don't know. What do you think, Mr. Chairman? I think we need a little more information on this case. Mr. Mills?
Mr. Mills?
That's why I'm asking questions. They're giving me information.
Not getting it.
I'm clear on what happened.
You're what?
I'm clear on what happened.
Well, I'm not.
I'm not clear how it meets the standards, but I'm clear that it of what happened.
Was it two parcels?
Yeah, two parcels.
Well,
this is a special use exception.
So it's a special use.
It's not a variance request.
So it won't sustain. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Mr. Rickard, I don't know if
you heard. Special use exception, not a variance request.
Okay.
So he won't have to worry about the standards then, right?
Right.
Right. So then we know how it's been established, you know, how this happened or came about, so.
And Mr. Chairman, I don't know if that would help, but I believe they're referring to, I don't know if that's the applicant's son out there, but perhaps he could shed some light if he wishes to testify.
Sure, come up, please, and be
sworn in. I don't mean to throw him under the bus.
No, all the help we can get.
Board had questions, we could.
You need to be sworn in up here, sir.
Yeah, you can.
That's all right.
There's no need to be.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
I'm Clifford Booth.
And what's your address?
One
That's all right. Take your time.
0488.
Two different properties right now. Yeah. Deed it all.
Hillbilly Lane, Delmar, Delaware. 19940.
You raise your right hand for me? Yes. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Just take your time, sir. We'll work with you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you help out a little bit?
There's no need to be nervous.
No need to be nervous.
We're just taking nervous to death.
No need.
Thank you, Tom.
No need. We're
it's just a conversation.
Yeah, just a conversation.
The easement. It was in and out for us, and what I own is, you know what I mean, there.
And it's been there since 2001.
I have every, you know what I mean, issue, you know what I mean, there.
Right. And so, okay, originally, in 2001, you put a mobile home on there, and that replaced one that was already there.
Yes.
Okay, and you all... You,
88. In 88.
And 88 was the first?
Yes.
I got you. And you've lived in both of them?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you came over?
Burnt me out on the other home. Burnt me out.
Okay. It caught on fire. Okay.
Yes. And bought the other one new.
Okay.
And
I got you.
And... when the acre
got divided?
That was the issues, all the issues, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if I move it, I lose it.
I understand.
I mean, because I'm not able, you know, to just more acreage and all that stuff, you know what I mean?
I understand.
The money that's in involved in it.
Have you talked to your neighbors about the about
yes.
this request?
Yes.
And they're all fine with it?
Yes.
Okay.
It was posted also. Two of them asked us about it. And it's when the 88, it's all been there.
Okay. You don't know of anyone in objection to it being there?
No, I do not, sir.
Okay.
No, I do not.
All right.
I thank you very much.
You stated you bought this double wide new in 2001?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, I did. I think it was Baywood. It was called Baywood.
Mm-hmm.
So. Del Mar, I think, was the name of the place when I bought it. Mills. Colonial Mills was the name of the place. I apologize. I told you wrong.
So this has nothing to do with the age of it, does it at all? With the age of the trailer, don't have anything to do with it. Because
well,
in 2001, he bought it.
Had this request come about then, it would have been brand new. Now, because it's not. It needs a special use exception.
Okay.
Because it's not, you know, it's 5 years old.
Okay.
So
it has to be ruled on.
Yeah.
He did a very good job.
Yeah, he did a very
nice.
Good job.
I'm nervous about it.
Can I ask a question?
Yes,
sure.
Sir.
Go ahead.
If it's issue to us, I don't know what I'm trying to ask.
It'll go on record.
What is that?
Okay, if we grant this, okay,
yes.
Then it goes on record as having been done and can stay there. However, if you were to replace it, you would have to replace it with new.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Question. I appreciate
you
have to
the
go
time.
Through that.
It's okay.
That's no problem.
It's fine.
You did a good job.
The only reason,
well.
The only reason that it's here is apparently it wasn't recorded. It wasn't properly recorded before.
Our fault was that? Was that our fault that we did that wrong?
No. And you can see that the fee was waived, and that was because it went through the process and a certificate of occupancy was given, and it should have been taken care of then.
Okay.
So no, it wasn't your fault, but you if you came over here and you did what you thought was right, then we're just trying to get the record straight right now.
I appreciate that.
It'd be taken care of.
I thank you, guys.
Hey, you did a good job.
Yeah, for your patience.
An excellent job.
No, you did very well, sir.
I think, Mr. Chairman, what has happened is I've looked at it also, and what has happened is that when it burnt down, you were allowed, prior to it burning down, that you were allowed to have a manufactured home there on 5 acres or less. Mm-hmm. But now that it burnt down, he replaced it.
Right.
And that means that he needs to come see us.
Right.
It should have been taken care of back in 2001.
Back then when he had that, it should have been done then. It's nothing on him, so.
Thank you, Mr. Mills. You did a good job there.
Thank you.
Needed some clarification, and you did a good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, then. Are there any further questions from the members of the board? Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, having not heard that the request would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, and having the fact that it has been there since 2001, more than 10 years, it was placed new at the time and should have been taken care of at that time, I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,994.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,994. Mr. Rickards.
Yes.
Mr. Workman.
Aye. Stated.
Aye. For the same reason never stated.
Okay, and Mr. Mills again?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the reasons that has been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,994 is approved at this time.
Thank you all very much.
Good night. Have a good evening.
Okay, that's